A Bridesville woman who barricaded her front door and attempted to block police from executing a court order to take custody of her child will spend a year under probation after entering a guilty plea as part of a conditional discharge. Eileen Rebecca McKenzie, who goes by just McKenzie, appeared in Penticton Provincial Court on October 9 to enter a guilty plea to the charge of obstructing a peace officer, after 3 days at trial earlier in 2025. A stay of proceedings was entered on the charge of assaulting a police officer, which McKenzie had also been facing. The charges stemmed from officers enforcing a court order to remove McKenzie's son from her home in June of 2024, which went off the rails due to the fact that McKenzie follows several beliefs shared by the Freemen on the Land, a Canadian sovereign citizen-styled movement, though at trial she had denied being a member or supporting the movement. The loosely connected group uses pseudo-legal claims to argue that it can use a magical combination of words to retract its consent from being under the jurisdiction of the Canadian courts, government and RCMP. McKenzie had previously claimed the police had violated her charter rights, specifically that entering her home had been an unreasonable search under Section 8, that she had been unlawfully detained under Section 9 and that there had been no justification for the force used on her by the RCMP and thus violated Section 7 of the Charter. Section 7 of the Charter guarantees the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and the right not to be deprived of them except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. After entering her guilty plea, McKenzie was issued a conditional discharge. Under a conditional discharge, as long as she follows the terms of her 1 year probation and doesn't breach any conditions, she will not receive a criminal record. The trial opened in April with more than an hour of video recorded by another person at the residence, which began as police arrived, through the RCMP breaking down the front door, and then the eventual physical confrontation that ensued as police arrested McKenzie. Though she denied being a member of the Freemen on the Land movement, throughout video McKenzie could be heard making claims that were in line the movement's beliefs, such as claiming that if an officer doesn't have 10 business cards on their person, they aren't in uniform and are thus a civilian and that by entering her property they had agreed to a contract written on the no trespassing sign which states they needed to pay her $100,000.